Hey, Skip, maybe MSID stands for Mad Scientist Invents Diamond.
No, Steve, MSID stands for Mr. Smith's Incredible Diamond. After the brilliant inventor who figured out a new way to make a diamond up to 15% bigger and far brighter than a regular diamond for about the same price.
Not monumental, shiny, irresistible diamond?
MSID, very bright. You, not so much.
Learn more at robbinsbrothers.com.
More variety and new music for free on your FM dial. That's what HD Radio is all about. New channels are already on the air. To start getting them, you need an HD Radio receiver from your favorite electronics store. Just go to hdradio.com for details. HD Radio. Discover it.
Hey, and how about discovering Las Vegas? Get yourself a complimentary 3-day, 2-night couples getaway in the Las Vegas. For complimentary hotel accommodations, just call right now. 888-70-VEGAS. That's 888-70-VEGAS.
KLSX.
KLSX HD.
Los Angeles. SoCal's FM talk station.
97.1.
Home of the Adam Carolla Show morning.
Streaming online at 971freefm.com.
Blasting on air.
97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by Laser Eye Center. Call 1-800-80-LASER and see clearly with no down payment and interest-free financing till 2010.
It's time now for the Dr. Amron Show, sponsored by ExpertLiposuction.com. And now, here's the liposuction guru to the stars, Dr. David Amron with Carrie Kasem on 97.1, the FM talk station.
That's right. This is the Dr. David Amron Show. He's a fellow of the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery. You may have seen him on the Discovery Channel, the Today Show, Good Morning America, Extra, Inside Edition. His accolades go on and on and on. He is the best doctor that I have ever gone to for dermatology and liposuction, hands down. And that's why I do this show. If you want to have a consultation with him, you can call his office. That's 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. Or you can call us here. We are live, 888-520-9710. It's Mother's Day. I can prove it. We are live. We are here in the studio on Mother's Day, 888-520-9710.
Happy Mother's Day to all of you.
Yeah. I've got a cat, so I'm a mom.
That's right. So I've got a little baby, and now I've got basically two mothers for Mother's Day. I've got my mother, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I have the mother of my daughter. So two mothers I've got to buy things for, and I'm terrible with gifts. I'm so good with everything, but I'm always so last minute with gifts.
Well,
why do you think that is?
I don't know. There must have been something that happened to you that made you not want to give and not make it not an enjoyable experience for you. There must have been something, like a girl who just took and took and took, and you're just like, I'm done. I don't want to give anymore. I mean, this is definitely not a psychology show, but when I love to give, I can't wait to get the person I'm seeing something, or my dad or my mom, because I know I'm excited. Mm. I love when they get excited that I've gotten them something they needed or they wanted. So you must have had a really bad experience with somebody who just kind of, you just gave and gave and gave, and there was no exchange. There was nothing back.
I don't think it was quite that.
Well, that's
my guess. Think that's a little deep. I think that I'm just basically, basically, I just hate the shopping for it.
Okay,
you know,
I don't like
I love giving
either.
The gift. I love making the person happy.
Yeah.
Of course, you've got to do the effort and put the energy in.
Right.
But I hate going out there and shopping. And I guess you know what else it is? I feel like I many times make the wrong choice.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So you've had like you've made the wrong choice. You've given it to somebody, and they've just been like, "Oh, thanks. That's really nice."
That's happened.
Yeah.
That has happened.
So that doesn't make you feel good.
No.
Right, yeah.
So anyway, I'm so tired today, I gotta say.
Oh, I wonder why.
Well,
maybe the three hours of sleep you got.
Yeah, you know, for some reason I got to bed very late last night, about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I slept just a few hours. And there's one thing that I find very difficult to do when I'm tired. The hardest thing, and that's to talk.
Oh.
And so a radio show, you've got to talk.
Sure.
You've got to carry the show, of course, right?
Yeah.
And thank God you're here.
Oh, yeah. Here I am.
I'm sitting here with my water, my cup of coffee, just alternating between the two of them.
I can just read your website today. And by the way, we are talking about liposuction today. We are going to get on that subject. And the only cosmetic surgery that Dr. David Amron does is liposuction. He has a 1 in 1,000 revision rate, which the rest of the country has a 1 in 4.
Yeah, it's about 1 in 4, correct.
1 in 4. And there's a reason why he has a revision rate that's so, so low. It's because he takes pride in what he does, and that's the only cosmetic surgery that he does. And you have, people going in and out of your office. I mean, from A-list celebrities to, you know, just laymen, regular people that fly in and see you from all over the country.
World, really, too.
From the world?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a lady from Spain last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very nice.
Oh, that's cool. So if you have any questions, give us a call, 888-520-9710. Go ahead.
As you would say, any questions at all.
Yes, bring them on.
So as Carrie said, my name is Dr. David Amron. We've been doing the show for a few months. I specialize in liposuction surgery. This show is really about educating and getting back to the basics of being a good doctor. And I take a lot of pride in what I do and do it very, very well. You know, I sat down this morning thinking about this show and what hopefully the basics of this show is really about. And it's not really about me, even though it's about me. It's about good doctoring, getting back to the basics of it, because what I have said, and one of the themes of the show, is that people many times nowadays don't really necessarily look for a good doctor. They look for a technology or a procedure. And I'm trying to get people back to that and to sort through and sift through all this confusing information and what I call deceitful, dishonest marketing, and to try to find the truths in things. And my role, my goal here is to convey the truths, because as a doctor, one of my main responsibilities is to educate and to clarify and to advise. So for about 5 minutes this morning, I sat down at my desk and wrote down what I thought of are the good characteristics of a good doctor. And these are very important things, because if you're not finding these things in your physician, then that's a red flag, that's a concern. And these are the things I really try to do every day I go into work and do properly. But really, you know, this just applies not only to just being a doctor, it applies to basically every field. It's a service-oriented field. So let's see what's on my list here. A good doctor has integrity, of course. A good doctor is honest, is an honest person. He's a caring person. He wants to advise, educate, and communicate. He is intelligent, of course, and you trust his opinion. Always trying to do the right thing. That's a very important thing. Just trying to always do the right thing in every case. And a lot of that's just being honest about things and trying to guide people.
And saying no to people that, you know, you could make a lot of money on, sure, doing a procedure, but saying, you don't need this. And that's a big one with you, and you've done that. You've done that to me, and you've done that to my friends. You don't need this, and I'm not going to do that.
Well, like I said last week, I actually take a lot of pride in that. I take a lot of pride when I feel that I can guide somebody into not doing the procedure. When they feel that's what they need to do or should do, but really they're not the proper candidate for it. It's a very important thing to guide them to not do it. And I'm so strong in my communication about that. What I say is that, you know, not only do I feel you're not a good candidate, but you should never get it done. And don't ever let anybody tell you that you're a good candidate for it.
And there are people that will walk out of your office and go to a doctor who tells them, sure, we can do this.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I had a girlfriend do it. She had liposuction. Somebody told her never to get it on her tummy. Her tummy looked great. It was flat. And a doctor had said, you know, you might not be happy with the results. Well, she went from one doctor to the next. And, of course, they did her tummy. And she had the lines going across it and completely unhappy. Mm-hmm. So upset about it. Would look at pictures of herself and almost obsessed. And it got to a point where I was like, please don't talk to me about this anymore.
I mean, that to me would be the hardest thing. Yeah. If somebody's putting their trust in me, spending money for a procedure, and if... First of all, I feel a lot of responsibility to provide, you know, just very good service and be very good. But if I ever had a bad result, I think that's what motivates me more than anything in terms of what I do. I'm very clear in my communication. I'm impeccable in terms of my honesty and evaluation. And I just do the best I can with procedures so that I don't have an unhappy patient afterwards. Because to me, I really take that to heart. Anyway, let me finish my list here and then we'll get on to some other things. A good doctor has good judgment and proper and complete evaluation. With regard to a surgeon, he has outstanding procedural skills. Of course, we always like our doctors to be confident. I think that's a very important thing, but we also want the doctor to be humble, too. A good doctor provides outstanding service, has good work ethics, and places the importance of doing the right thing and service to his patients over his ego. So, you know, again, it's not about, you know, the ego. It's about just actually trying to remove the ego and just go into a role and be very good at what you do.
You don't find that, though, a lot in your profession. You find a lot of ego, and you find a lot of doctors telling you what they think you need. And that's okay to say, okay, well, maybe not that area, but here. But this is a long time ago, before I ever came to you. You know, I've been going to you for almost 9 years now. And a doctor I went to before, who I actually walked out of the office and I said, I will never be back here, took me and my girlfriend. We walked in, and we just wanted to have bigger lips. We came out of there with, you need a nose job, to my girlfriend. Your breasts are so large, they're going to really get saggy. So what we can do is do a breast lift. I mean, we are in our very young 20s, very young. And she came out of there with a full body liposuction, a breast lift, she needed a nose job, and a chin implant. Mm. And I came out of there with, you could get a boob job, you know, you would look great with that, you know, this and that. I mean, it was like all these things. We walked out of there, and he's like, you know, and we can put you on a payment plan and this. And we walked out and said, we'll never, ever go back there again.
Well, you feel like you're being sold to.
Oh. I mean, it's like, she's like, did he think I was so ugly that I needed everything done? I went in there for one procedure. I didn't want to be told that my nose looked bad, that, you know, my breasts were droopy, that I needed liposuction all over because I'm fat. I mean, she like, what, you know, that was awful.
Well, one of the first things you learn in medicine, medical school, is to really listen to your patient.
Yeah.
Don't think you always know. So you want to listen to your patient, gather all the information, listen to their needs and desires. But, you know, also you want to be clear about things.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes, yes, it is the case that you see that somebody can benefit from something that, you know, an issue or problem or something they're not really bringing up. And I think, you know, it can be approached. You'll be very careful how you approach it. I mean, when I do liposuction, sometimes people come in just wanting one area done.
Mm-hmm.
And I spend some time and educate them about my approach and philosophy and how important it is for me to look at their entire body and balance them out. And many times I am recommending that they do another area or a couple other areas. You know, first of all, I think it's a proper thing to do. Secondly, I think it's, you know, what I don't want to do is just only do that one area, not pay attention to their entire body, and have them later on be told by somebody else or some other doctor, oh, you had liposuction done. Didn't that guy who specialized in it tell you you needed to do these other areas?
Right.
So I feel responsible to mention it. So, you know, many times what I'll do is I will prioritize things. Of course, I'll respond to the patient's initial need. And many times they're right. That's their primary area. But then I'll also discuss other areas that I call secondary areas that I think should ideally be done. And of course, it's better to do it at the same time. You go through one healing, one recovery. Yes, it is more cost effective. And those are the truths of it. And so I'm going to communicate that. So, you know, and what you were saying in terms of the doctor kind of saying, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. You know, it's a very touchy area.
It is, I guess, but, you know, you do one thing, and this is, you do one thing, and if somebody comes in and they're a large person, and they want their tummy done, and if you did the tummy area, you'd make that area look a lot smaller, but the rest of them would look bigger.
Well, that's right. I mean, I feel it's my responsibility to create proper balance and proportion. And
but
that's,
you will tell them that. You will tell them, look, if I do just this, you might not be happy because of this, and you'll explain why. But when you walk into a doctor's office and he tells you you need everything done from your nose, your breasts, your hips, your thighs, everything, it's like, whoa, wait a second. You're just trying to make money off of me. You're not telling me this because this is why you think I need them. It's just, hey, I can do this, and this is my fee.
Yeah. Well, I think we're all very sensitive to being sold to,
and
we don't like that. So let me mention, you know, there's something I wanted to just mention there, because I really try to educate and get the truth out there. There's a type of communication out there called chat rooms, of course. We know what chat rooms are.
Sure.
And they're medical chat rooms. And there's one that I actually became a consultant to. I'm the liposuction expert for, and answer all the questions for all these liposuction questions all around the world, really. And it's called Make Me Heal. And actually, it's a very good site. I really think it's generally a very good thing for people to get on and to continue with their process of educating and learning. You know, don't be impulsive and just think about doing a procedure and just do it right away. Try to learn about it as much as you can and see a few people. And these chat rooms are usually very good things because they're truly just an exchange of information. And what I do actually once a month is there's a live video, what do you call it, a vlog
video
or something?
Feed, yeah, a what vlog. Oh, yeah, you can vlog, sure.
Right, so basically I conduct these things once a month where a camera's on me and I'm answering the
questions.
Oh, no,
that's not a vlog. Vlogging is just, that's like a web class. It's a webinar. and people can come to
all
it.
These terms.
And you can, yeah, I know. If you're live and people can actually ask you questions while you're live, that's a webinar.
Right, that's what I was doing.
Yeah, vlogging is you just take a video camera on yourself, you videotape yourself talking about something, and you throw it up on YouTube.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So these things are good. Yeah. So you know what I brought with me? I brought with me today a few of the questions. This last week I answered about 20 questions.
Well, if you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, you can give us a call. We are here at the station live on Mother's Day, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. You can also look up Dr. David Amron on his site. It's a very comprehensive site. It may answer every single one of your questions. It's so comprehensive. It's expertliposuction.com. That's expertliposuction.com.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that I'm going to read a few of these questions because it's good because it typically the questions that one person has, other people have too, and it just dispenses the education. So one of these questions was, I would like to get your opinion on smart liposuction. There's another doctor on this forum who does smart lipo with suction and says he gets outstanding results with it. So what's smart liposuction? She wanted my opinion about it. And I just basically discussed the way I typically do, how important it is to find the right doctor and not just choose a technology. And this is one of the things I keep trying to drive home over and over and over
again.
You
do every week. Every week
and
you say
that. I think smart liposuction, the danger of some of these new techniques, and I think smart liposuction, the danger of that is that it's part of it's the name, smart liposuction.
Right.
So it's very alluring. It's what I call liposeduction versus liposuction.
Right.
It's very alluring, smart liposuction. So if you're not getting smart lipo, then you're not as bright, and it's a newer way of doing it. But it's like a good result with a sculptor. It's not about what chisel you're using. You can have put a new chisel in a sculptor's hand and still have a lousy result with it.
Right. You could put a 9-iron in Tiger Woods' hands and he could play the entire course with it.
Right. So one of the next questions that came on was, I had smart liposuction on my arms 4 weeks ago, and now my arms are ropey and hard. The skin is so tight and gathered and looks wrinkled. I can't even lift my arms up all the way. If I reach out too far, there's a deep burning sensation that hurts. I'm worried my arms will stay this way forever. I'm still wearing my garment, but hopes they will loosen up and get better over time. These are difficult things to answer, I got to tell you, because I don't want to make people feel badly. And when somebody's had a procedure done and there's a bad result, you know, I don't want to make them feel worse about things, but many times these types of problems are permanent problems and don't just go away. And here it is, a woman had smart liposuction done, being allured that it's in ways going to guarantee a great result. And she has a lot of problems. Now, what went on here specifically, because almost always I can tell you when I see a bad result or hear of a bad result, exactly why that result occurred. So she has ropiness and hardness and really truly scarring under her skin. And it's as simple as a surgeon was being too aggressive with whatever he was using to contour and sculpt. In this case, it was smart liposuction using a laser underneath his skin, which sounds wonderful, using a laser. But he was just too aggressive with it.
Right.
And it caused too much inflammation in her skin. And she's got scarring now. And, you know, I had to choose my words very carefully how I'm answering her question. I wouldn't make her feel badly. But the truth is, this is a permanent problem. This is a problem that's very difficult to make great improvements on. You can try fat transfer to improve it a little bit, but she's almost for sure going to have permanent problems with it. And this is, you know, you want to try to nail the result with liposuction. You want to try to get a perfect result the first time you're in there. It's very difficult to correct problems.
You do a lot of revision surgery, so I'm sure you've seen this on people with the arms, like the scar tissue in there. And I know there's techniques you can use. You said that you just kind of try and break open the scar tissue a little bit and put fat transfer in there. Is that right? Is that something you could do? Do you ever offer that to the people that ask you?
Sure. Well, I mean, there's a lot of ways to approach, you know, revision liposuction surgery. It depends exactly what's going on. If it's just asymmetry, sometimes it's just very simple to improve the symmetry. If an area wasn't done enough, you do a little more there.
Right.
If it's done irregularly, well, then sometimes you have to go back and smooth things out or put fat in. In this case, I would probably put fat in the whole area and do something called thermage to give a little bit of tightening to the skin to improve the wrinkliness.
Which I love. Look at my face. Look at this face. I got thermage
every
done
time I mention the word thermage,
ago.
You jump in and how much you love it.
I love it. I feel like it's kept me from getting anything major done for my face because it's made my skin tight and my collagen grow back. I love it.
That's cool.
I absolutely love it.
That's cool. All right. It's good. Yeah. I don't think it's great, but it's good.
We have to take a quick break. We are talking with Dr. David Amron, liposuction guru to the stars. This man is an amazing, amazing surgeon. If you have any questions for him, call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. If you don't want to be on the air and you just want to ask him a question, the office will call you right back if you call them and leave a message at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467 or visit expertliposuction.com.
Turn that blues up.
Okay, turn it up.
That's Coco Montoya. Crank it up.
How do you know?
I know this. It's great.
Of course you know this. You should be bringing in your guitar. This is the Dr. David Amron Show right here on 97.1, the FM Talk Station. Woo!
Woman, where you been?
97.1.
KLSX.
Free FM.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. I bet you heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured on CNN, Discovery Health, and all over the local news. He even did Danny Bonaducci's lipo. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. Amron Hollywood's guru of liposuction. And it's not just because he's got A-list celebs as clients. It's because he is the expert. Give him a call at 310-275-2467. As a board-certified surgeon, Dr. Amron uses his mastery as an artist and his medical training to recontour a patient's all-over body shape. He believes that lipo's not an easy weight loss fix. It's about balancing your proportions and making you look the very best you can. If you're thinking about lipo, there's only one doctor I've trusted for the last 8 years, Dr. David Amron. To look your very best, call Dr. Amron at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467.
Just look at you, sitting there all alone, in the dark, in front of the computer, doing that again. 97.1 FreeFM.com is so damn popular because of freaky people like you doing that. You know, digging on our prizes, behind the mic videos, live streams of Adam Carolla, Frosty, Huddy, and Frank, Tom Likas, Tim Conway, and everyone else, plus a chance to get your own talk show on our free 2HD channel and plenty of pictures of hot chicks.
I love hot chicks.
It's good to keep it in the dark there, pal. 97.1 FreeFM.com.
Powered by BF Goodrich Tires, who let you take control of any road you choose.
All right. What are you getting?
I don't know, just get some chips.
Oh, okay, lesson number one. You can't get just chips.
Why not?
You can't get just chips at AM PM.
Well, I'm not.
It would be like saying no thanks to $1 million. Or turning down season tickets.
Season tickets?
It's like telling a gorgeous French supermodel that you have a girlfriend.
Whoa.
It's just something you don't do. You have to at least get a hot dog.
All right. I could go for a hot dog.
Yes, and?
And a Slim Jim.
A hot dog and a supermodel coming right up. You're buying this, right?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Let's go.
At AM PM, you can never have too much good stuff. Stop in and pick up a Pepper Jack cheese sausage dog for only $1.29. Real Pepper Jack cheese, sausage, and just the right amount of spice. AM PM, too much good stuff.
At participating stores for a limited time, while supplies last, prices may vary.
Ah, isn't this great? Just you and me?
Enjoying the great outdoors?
Ah, it is lovely.
Oh, who are you?
Me? Oh, well, I'm reminding everyone who loves the outdoors not to miss REI's biggest sale of the year, May 2nd through the 11th.
Couldn't you just run a TV commercial?
This isn't just any sale. We're talking savings of up to 30% on camping, cycling, hiking, paddling, and backpacking gear.
30%? Why didn't we hear about this?
Well, outdoor lovers are a little hard to reach. I've got a 30-mile hike to the next campsite.
We should go to REI now.
Good idea. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for an REI membership. REI members get 20% off one full-price item. Exclusions apply.
Wow, you're a handy person to know. Why don't you stick around?
Can't. I've got 3 streams and a mountain to climb before daybreak.
Will we ever see you again?
Oh, sure. Whenever there's another sale.
Hurry in for REI's anniversary sale. Save 15% off all full-price bikes. Visit one of REI's 7 Greater Los Angeles locations or shop REI.com. 97.1.
Folks, I
I just got to share something with you. I heard B.F. Goodrich is offering a $50 Visa debit card with a purchase of a set of four tires. That's good, right? Wrong. Look, B.F. Goodrich Tires conquered the Skoda Baja 1000 20 straight times. They built the first street tire that pulled a 1G turn. Shouldn't that be incentive enough, my friends? Sure, I'll go ahead and get my set of B.F. Goodrich Tires. And when the dealer says, here's your Visa card redemption form, sir, I'll say, keep it, brother. I don't need an incentive to buy the tire loved by people who understand tires. I'll pay full price. Now here's some B.F. Goodrich marketing genius with his side of the story.
Okay. Purchase four B.F. Goodrich light truck or passenger tires at any Los Angeles or Orange County area America's Tire location and you'll be eligible to receive a Visa debit card worth $50. Go to americastire.com for the location nearest you. B.F. Goodrich Tires. Take control. Card program issued by the Private Bank and Trust Company pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Tax-free passive income. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, Jason Hartman and Platinum Properties Investor Network can help you achieve wealth with innovative new investing solutions that work in today's market. Jason's Platinum team helps people invest in growing markets nationwide. They research the best areas, negotiate with developers, pre-screen property managers, and have unique financing solutions. Platinum Properties Investor Network is the complete solution for real estate investors, and they're there with you for every step of the process. Call Jason's team right now at 888-870-5544 to register for their next educational event or visit jasonhartman.com to get your free Creating Wealth CD. Use America's best investment, real estate, to grow your wealth and start building a portfolio of properties that will provide you with tax-free passive income for years to come.
Attend the next seminar, Creating Wealth 202, on Saturday, May 17th at 9:30 a.m. in Costa Mesa. To register, call 888-870-5544.
With a long, hot summer staring you in the face, it's time to think about hitting the lakes and rivers in a brand new boat. Well, Sun Country Marine and Chaparral Boats are celebrating their 19th Customer Appreciation Weekend. This weekend only, you can buy any new Chaparral boat for actual dealer cost. That's right, actual dealer cost. The world's largest dealer has the world's largest inventory, and they can save you thousands. How about a new Chaparral boat for as little as no money down and $199 per month? Want more? How about a 6-year powertrain warranty worth over $2,000? Absolutely free. That's right. 6 years of worry-free family fun on the water for as little as no money down and $199 per month. Save thousands this weekend only at Sun Country Marine in the Ontario Auto Center, Lake Castaic, or online at suncountrymarine.com. That's suncountrymarine.com.
Skip and Steve Robbins for Robbins Brothers' new MSID Diamond.
Hey, Skip, maybe we should tell people our MSID Diamond stands for Massive Diamond, Insane Deal.
No, Steve, MSID stands for Mr. Smith's Incredible Diamond. After the brilliant inventor who figured out a new way to make a diamond up to 15% bigger and far brighter than a regular diamond for about the same price.
How about Mega Savings Inspired Delight?
How about no?
Learn more at robbinsbrothers.com.
My HD radio has multiple personality disorder. One minute it's like, I'm so hip-hop. And then it's all, look at me, I'm new country. Oh, now I'm the all-primate channel. If you go to the store, you'll find HD radios in the car audio department, home theater department, clock radio aisle, MP3 aisle. It's like I can't decide who it really is. I'm taking it to see one of my therapists.
HD radio receivers are all over Best Buy and Crutchfield.com. 100% free HD radio at HDradio.com. It's time to upgrade.
Monday, Britney is back and funnier than ever.
That's funny, smart, and great.
Britney Spears returns on an all-new How I Met Your Mother, CBS Monday.
East LA's FM Talk Station, 97.1 Free FM.
If you have a question for Dr. Amron, give him a call at 888-520-9710. Now, back to the Dr. Amron Show on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.
Wait, we got to take that again. What happened to the music?
No, that's the music. I know who this is. This,
who?
This is, that's Stevie Ray Vaughan, right? And
gosh,
Lonnie
you know
Mack.
Everything. I was all excited about that other one you were talking about.
I love the blues. And, you know, that's why I changed. I cited last week when I took Gilbert's CD home. I said, you know, The Frank Sinatra thing is very nice under my skin or under your skin.
Yeah.
But it's kind of putting me to sleep a little bit. So I want to change it and really play music I love to play.
I love that.
Because I think almost everybody loves the blues.
What was the other one called that you liked that he played and you just said, oh, that's Coco?
Oh, Coco Montoya. Oh, he's great, Coco Montoya. Yeah. There's also Albert Collins on this CD, who's wonderful. Albert King, who's not on this, right? Gilbert?
No, he's not. Yeah. It's Alligator Records. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to turn you on. Gilbert and I had some very good blues.
You know, ever since I saw Gilbert play the harmonica at a blues jam, I can't call him Gilbert anymore because everybody calls him Catfish. Mm. So now it's like, Catfish. I can't even look at him and say Gilbert. Once you see him play, you'll see what I mean. But when are we going to get some David A?
Soon. I'll play.
I hope so.
I will.
Really,
but I played for you before.
You're phenomenal. You have a great voice. You can really play guitar. It's awesome.
Yeah,
and I know we had a little barbecue a few weeks back, and you played for everybody. It was awesome. Mm. Everyone was like, wow. And sometimes they're just so surprised at how good you are. Anyway, this is a liposuction show, and we are taking questions on liposuction. If you're thinking about getting liposuction, you have problem areas like your hips, your inner thighs, your chin underneath your chin, and I've seen this a lot so many times with people who really work out really hard, especially with guys, and they have this chin, this fatty chin that makes them look like they're not in shape. And that's one of the easiest things to take care of. I know, you know, you've said this before on the air. It's a pretty easy thing to do. And it's, you're in and out. I've had it done. David's done my liposuction in a few different places. And for me, it was very simple. I don't want to talk for anybody else, but I didn't take a painkiller after you did my liposuction. I walked out.
Usually the case.
Yeah.
Only about 10% of patients I do take pain meds that evening.
I didn't need it. If you have any questions, even if you've had liposuction and maybe there's something you think is wrong, this is the guy to call. He is the expert. He is, Entertainment Tonight calls him the guru of liposuction. You can call us here, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Angeli on the 91 freeway. You're on with Dr. David Amron.
Hey, you guys. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hi, Angeli.
Hi, Dr. Amron. Just wanted to ask you guys a quick question about what you thought about doing lipo before or after pregnancy. You know, I'm 27, and, you know, I don't have any immediate plans of getting pregnant, but I've heard different things from different people. So I wanted to see what you thought about that.
Okay, good. Very good question. Actually, you know, very apropos question on Mother's Day, don't you think?
Yeah, there you go.
You know, we're trying to keep
Mother's
a theme
Day,
going
everybody.
Here. No, there's a lot to say about this, and I'm going to give you my opinions and really, you know, in a blunt fashion, tell you I think this is the truth about it, and clear up the misunderstanding. Liposuction almost always is better to do prior to having children. Now, why is that? If there's some areas of genetic disproportion. So again, this goes back to if you're a good candidate or not. And my whole philosophy is about targeting areas where you're a little bit out of proportion. So those areas, the first areas to get fat and the last areas if ever to come off. So it sounds like if you've got some fullness in your stomach and it's not just your muscle and skin that you've got some fat there. And doing doing lipo in that area before pregnancy is definitely better than doing it after pregnancy. Why? Because the skin tone is almost always better. So it allows me to be more aggressive if I choose to be more aggressive and to bring it down, to just be more aggressive if I want to and remove more fat. Because as the skin gets looser and loses elasticity and you get stretch marks, I have to be progressively less aggressive and more conservative because I don't want to have irregularities. That's one of the biggest mistakes, just kind of clearing the fat out regardless of what the skin tone is like. Now, with that said, I would tell you that about half of the lipos I've done, or actually more in the abdomen, have been women who've had several children. So certainly it's very good to do even after children if your elasticity is decent, but it's always better to do before children. There's also, Angeli, a preventative aspect of that too. So by doing lipo, you're removing the fat there and you're actually creating a sheet of connective tissue under the skin that helps to support it. I really feel it helps to support it so that when you get pregnant, it tends to stretch less and you get less stretch marks. So there's a little bit of a preventative aspect also. Now, with regard to the next thing, which you probably wonder, I mean, what is the role of a tummy tuck? A tummy tuck is tightening up the loose skin and muscle, and that really is better to do after children.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Thank you.
Yeah.
That
does that clear it up for you?
Yeah, definitely. That makes so much sense because I definitely have that problem area in my stomach, and I've always wanted to do it. And I obviously you hear a lot of different things, and I'm so glad that I called you guys because that completely makes sense to me as well. So.
Good, thank you. Listen, I mean, go on my website also, expertliposuction.com, and I just say this because I like people to educate themselves. And it goes through a lot of different things. It goes through my whole philosophy. And there's a part on it called Area by Area. And what I've done there is I've tried to communicate my years of experience and skills and judgment in terms of how to approach each area. And the abdomen's one of them. And there's a whole section actually on liposuction before or after pregnancy.
Wow. Okay, great. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank
great,
you.
Ashley.
Maybe I'll be seeing you soon, Dr.
Okay.
A.
Thank you very much for the call.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Dr. A, see, I started something.
What'd you start?
Because I called you David A.
Oh, did she say
David
that? David
A. Say Dr.
Okay.
A.
All right.
A
whatever.
Plus. How
whatever.
About that,
I'm easy.
Dr. A plus?
I'm easy.
I like that. If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron concerning liposuction, and you know, a lot of times we will talk about other things. He is a derm surgeon, so he does a lot of procedures. Not only, the only cosmetic surgery he does is liposuction, but you also do fillers, which are fantastic.
I love doing fillers.
Yeah, I know you do, and you're so good at them. But fillers, for people who don't know what that is, please explain.
Fillers are things that fill. So things like collagen, Restylane, Juvederm, they're used to expand or plump areas or improve the contour. I'm always careful the words I choose because you don't want people to make it seem like, to have it sound unnatural. I mean, I always try to be very, very natural. In fact, I don't think I've ever done anybody who's walked out looking unnatural.
Right.
You know, whatever area I'm doing, whether it's the lips or the area under the eyes or the area around the mouth. So when things are done well and done naturally, it looks great. When things are done without poor judgment or overly done, it's going to look unnatural, of course.
You know how many friends I've taken to you? I can't even count the people that I've taken to you for the, is it called nasal labia folds?
That's correct.
Okay, it's a lot.
Actually, the correct proper term is melolabial. Melo is cheek.
Oh.
So melolabial junction. It's the junction between the cheek and the upper lip. So it's really melolabial, or also known as ML folds, but commonly it's called nasolabial.
It's the big deep lines you get going from your nose to like almost. It seems like sometimes they end it in the cracks of your lips. I mean, just not cute.
Right. Well, people call them the smile lines.
Yeah, the smile lines.
And it's really not from smiling. But what's going on with the melolabial folds is that the cheek unit itself is descending.
Right.
From gravity, and also we tend to lose some volume in the cheek area, and it drops and becomes a little bit flatter. So you'll typically notice a few things. You'll notice a little bit of hollowness sometimes underneath the lower eyelid or flatness in the upper medial cheek area. You'll notice it settling on the melolabial folds or the smile lines.
Right.
And then you'll notice a little bit of downturning of the mouth and something called a pre-jowl sulcus, which is a sort of hollowness on the lateral part of the chin on each side before a little early jowl.
Sure.
And that's early gravitational stuff and settling of the middle part of the face. And fillers are great for that.
But you can walk out, like, you've done this to so many of my friends, including, I mean, me, my mom, everybody I know that I can get into your office when they start to get those deep lines. Like, you know who has them, who's prominent? And it's Jennifer Aniston. And she's such a gorgeous girl. And she's got those lines. And all of a sudden, this year, they look like they're a lot less
better.
Prominent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what she's in, and I'm not going to even speculate. It could be nothing, you know. She could have, you know, whatever it is. But
yeah, probably if it's improved, probably fillers.
Probably.
Because, you know, what it's doing is it's reducing the shadowing that's occurring in that area.
Yeah, you know, and so I know we talk about liposuction. I know this is what this show's about, but you're so fantastic at that. I like to mention that. So if you have that, you know, if you have the lines in your face, the nasal labial folds, if you've got these deep lines, fillers are fantastic, and Dr. David Amron does that. Within 10 minutes, you could walk out of that office and look 10 years younger. That's a conservative side. You can look a lot younger with this. I know we had somebody call in last week who was just ecstatic, an older woman who said she walked out of there within 10 minutes. She looked like a different, you know, she looked like she had taken 10, 15 years off her face. So you do that too. And we're going to come back talking more about liposuction, talking more about fillers. If you want to get a hold of Dr. David Amron, you can call him at the office, 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. Leave a message. Mention the radio station. You get a complimentary consult. You can also call us here, 888 520 9710 or go to expertliposuction.com. We'll be right back.
You know who that is? That's Albert Collins.
You know everybody.
You know why I know? Because of the sound of the guitar. It's a Telecaster with a humbucker on it that's got a real bite to it. So turn it up, Gilbert.
Turn it up. Turn it up.
You hear that?
Yeah. This is the Dr. David Amron Jazz Show. No, the Liposuction Show. Right here on 97.1 Free FM.
Southern California's FM talk station. 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. I bet you heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured on CNN, Discovery Health, and all over the local news. He even did Danny Bonaducci's lipo. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. Amron Hollywood's guru of liposuction. And it's not just because he's got A-list celebs as clients. It's because he is the expert. Give him a call at 310-275-2467. As a board-certified surgeon, Dr. Amron uses his mastery as an artist and his medical training to recontour a patient's all-over body shape. He believes that lipo's not an easy weight loss fix. It's about balancing your proportions and making you look the very best you can. If you're thinking about lipo, there's only one doctor I've trusted for the last 8 years, Dr. David Amron. To look your very best, call Dr. Amron at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467.
You know, the big boys around here at 97.1 The FM Talk Station know a good limo company when they see one. So when we need Danny Bonaducci chauffeured off to the drunk tank in style, or Tom Likas needs to haul around all his booty calls, we just call Jackson Limo. Why? Because they're a full 6 inches larger than the rest. In fact, they're so good that they'll make you feel like you're carrying around an extra 6 inches of whatever it is you carry around. To book Jackson Limo for your special occasion, go to jacksonlimo.com. We are 97.1, the we're so good at partying, we legally need a limo to take us home, FM talk station.
My HD radio lets me hear things nobody else can hear, which is cool, right? The stations I already love, plus all the new extra stations you can't hear without an HD receiver. So how come when I tell people I can hear things nobody else can hear, they look at me funny? It's not my foil hat, is it?
Radio receivers for your home and car are now available from Sony, Jensen, JVC, Duel, and many other brands. No two people hear it the same way. 100% free HD radio at HDradio.com. It's time to upgrade. 97.1.
Two rules every guy should know about morning hangovers. Rule one, apologize to everyone. Your best friend, your best friend's girlfriend, and that guy you challenged to a mechanical bull riding contest. Rule 2. Take wake-up call from Alka-Seltzer. Unlike sports drinks, it's a powerful remedy that can stop that sledgehammer to the brain thing. Introducing wake-up call from Alka-Seltzer. Proven ingredients to relieve headache and fatigue associated with hangover. Recommended by mechanical bull riders everywhere. Wake-up call from Alka-Seltzer. Seize the morning. Use as directed.
AutoZone. Replacing your dirty air filter helps keep your car running at peak performance and saves you money at the pump.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone carries air filters for almost every vehicle on the road today. And at today's high gas prices, simply replacing that dirty air filter can save you more than $136 a year. So, to get peak performance from your car and great fuel efficiency, don't wait. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
AAMCO Transmission Center for your exclusive $2 discount ticket to the Extreme Motorsports Expo, May 16th through the 18th at the Orange County Fairgrounds and Event Center. Visit AAMCOSocal.com for a location near you.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
If you have a question for Dr. Amron, give him a call at 888-520-9710. Now, back to the Dr. Amron Show on 97.1, the FM talk station.
But if you don't want to be on air and you just want to call the office for a complimentary consult, you can call 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467 or go to expertliposuction.com. This is the Dr. David Amron Show. He is the guru of liposuction. The only cosmetic surgery he does is liposuction. And he has a 1 in 1,000 revision rate, unlike the rest of the country, which is 1 in 4. He's fantastic. He's been my doctor for 8 years, and I highly, highly, highly recommend him. If you have any questions, we are here live on Mother's Day. 888-520-9710. If you're thinking about getting any kind of liposuction done, or if you know somebody who is, quick, tell them to turn on 97.1 and listen to this show.
But that music makes me want to go home and play guitar.
I know.
I really love it.
I can see your face.
We're switching. No more Frank Sinatra. We're actually going to be playing the blues from now on.
Fine.
Okay.
Fine. That sounds good to me. Once again, 888-520-9710 if you have any questions concerning liposuction. Debbie in Tarzana, you're on with Dr. David Amron.
Hi. Yeah, I have a question. I'm kind of worried. I turned the station on and you were just discussing at the tail end of what problems can show up. And I was experiencing, I had liposuction about 7 weeks ago, and it was very painful. He worked on me just for my abdominal area and my back and the flanks and the inner thighs. I was there from 9 in the morning. He started working at 10, and he didn't finish until 6:30 at night. Seemed to be an awful long time. But anyways, still experiencing a lot of pain and hardness like you were talking about. I don't know if it takes more than 7 weeks for a lot of that is going to just go away. He says it's all going to be fine, but I feel like I'm still bruised really a lot. You can still see, where every rod went. It's totally lumpy and marked. And anyways, I was just wondering what your take was on. I was actually made an appointment to see someone else this Monday just to let me, to ease my mind. Is this normal?
It's a difficult thing to answer. It seems like most likely he was he was too aggressive in areas.
I remember he was awake and he looked like he was stabbing me to death.
Okay.
So let me
ask you one thing to begin with. Local anesthesia or general anesthesia?
No anesthesia. I had just a lidocaine. So I was awake and they gave me like a Vicodin and a Valium. So
okay.
I was
You were awake through the procedure. Okay. And so what he did then, he's doing it under basically local anesthesia. He put a lot of fluid into the fat, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So he's got to do that to numb the area up. And when you were having the lipo, how long did it take to put the fluid in? Do you remember?
It was just going in the whole time.
Okay.
He just more and more in the whole time he was working. I don't know.
Okay. And
how long it took.
When he was doing the liposuction, was it painful?
I could feel it, mm-hmm. until it was numb. You know, then I really couldn't feel it, but I could feel the jabbing, the pressure. I was only about 10 pounds overweight, so it was really a liposculpt.
Right.
When I just initially wanted the smart lipo, but he said that, the other lipo would be good too. But I feel like I'm like anorexic now. What I mean? I feel like he sucked out every bit of fat. And I don't... So lumpy, I'm not sure how it's going to look.
Okay. First of all, I think it's unusual. Not only unusual, it seems very surprising that it would take that long. Let me tell you, I do my longest procedures in and out take 2 hours. The first 15 to 30 minutes, whether I'm doing a number of areas, if I'm doing the abdomen, the flanks, and the back area where you had done, that would take about 2 hours to do. The first 30 minutes is putting the numbing fluid in. And when I do that, I'm doing it all myself. You feel like a little pinching. It's not too uncomfortable. And during the lipo, you really shouldn't feel anything. But it's not that I'm rushing through it. I'm just very complete. But I don't understand how it would take that long to do.
Left there. He stopped at 6:30.
Well, it's a very long time. But, it sounds like he possibly or probably was overly aggressive in areas. And the discomfort you're feeling is either he was possibly poking or jabbing the muscle, which tends to cause a lot of bruising, or roughen his technique with things, or really beating up and jabbing your skin, which can cause a lot more pain and discomfort afterwards. See, if you stay in the fat layer and you're only completely in that fat layer, it's not really traumatic. You're just removing the fat, but if you're poking and jabbing the muscle and you're poking and jabbing and beating up the skin, it's going to be very traumatic. There's going to be a lot more pain, and you're also going to increase the chance of irregularities with indentations, rippling, wrinkling, unevenness, uneven pullback of the skin. These things are all the important part of liposuction. It's not so much that he did it with or without smart liposuction. In terms of what to do at this point, I would just encourage you to come see me. I do a lot of revision work, and I'm very honest about things, too. If I truly feel I can First of all, we're not going to do anything at this point. It's only been 7 or 8 weeks after the surgery. Yes. Go ahead.
During 7 weeks, is it normal to have it solid as a rock still and so totally bruised?
I would say no. I would say it's not normal. I mean, any bruising should really go away. Bruising should go away within 2 to 3 weeks if it's true bruising. Sometimes there's discoloration that you're thinking is bruising after the bruise resolves, and that can take some time to lighten up. You know, hardness in certain areas, there can be some dense inflammation that occurs, but it really shouldn't be so rock hard in every area. That is unusual. So, you know, I would, you know, a picture is many times worth a thousand words. In this case, actually, a face-to-face evaluation is really what's necessary. So I would encourage you to come see me. I will give you my opinion about what's going on and help to guide you and tell you in the future, are there things that could or should be done?
Debbie, do you have a pen?
Yes, I do.
I'm going to give you Dr. David Amron's number.
Okay.
And for anybody else, and there's a lot of people, you know, that might be listening saying, hey, I have the same thing Debbie's got. And if that's you, you can call too. I really encourage you to call in 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467.
Debbie, out of curiosity, what did your surgeon say afterwards, or what is he saying at this point?
Everything looks fine, but, you know, I'm still keep telling him I'm in so much pain, and how come, you know, you're saying I'd be back to work and you know, at the gym in, you know, 3 days.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to, you know, I don't want you to mention the doctor's name. What part of town is he in?
West Hills, but he does eye surgery in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. And is he doesn't specialize in lipo, he kind of does everything?
Well, you know, he says he specializes in lipo, but I think he did veins and stuff is what it says now that, you know, on his cart and stuff. But I think he's just doing mostly lipo.
Okay. Well, listen, you know, I appreciate the call. You know, I would say come see me and I'll guide you and educate you and tell you what I think is going on. Okay.
And is that, like, I know this isn't your part, but is there recourse, or is it like if it does turn out that it's like, that's my worst fear, that there's something not going to be able to be fixed, because it really looks, I didn't look bad before. I just wanted to have a little bit.
Well, in mostly all cases, I can make a great improvement with revision work, whether it's smoothing out areas or putting fat in to build up areas, but you know, or using something to tighten up the skin if there's some wrinkling skin. But these are things we'll talk about in person.
Thank you so much.
All right, Debbie. Thank you so much for the call. You know, I want to read something to you from this Make Me Heal chat room that I think is also educational to people. And this had to do with tummy tucks and liposuction, because I've talked about that a little bit. And the role of liposuction and tummy tuck. And my feelings are that ideally it should be done as separate procedures, because it's definitely much safer, tends to give a better result. So there's a person that had, let me read this.
Can you do a tummy tuck under local?
No, you really can't.
You can't,
I mean,
right?
Tummy tuck, you're tightening up the muscle, so you can't.
Okay.
But I really feel that ideally there are better procedures to do separately. So this person writes, in, my mom had a tummy tuck and lipo around her abdomen a few weeks ago. The doctors watched her and didn't like the way the lipo wound was healing. He said that she didn't have enough blood circulation, now has dead skin around the area, and the doctor wants to take all the dead skin out and do another surgery. My question is this normal? Are there causes for concern? What's going on is that he probably was overly aggressive with the liposuction along with the tummy tuck, and especially in the upper part of the abdomen, by reducing the blood supply to the flap you are creating with the tummy tuck and getting skin breakdown and what we call necrosis. That's why it's better to do it as separate procedures. So,
can you fix that necrosis?
Well, he's going to have to go in there and remove the dead skin and redo the area again.
And that's not going to leave a bigger scar?
Maybe not.
Man.
Anyway, let me finish up by saying, you know, I'm going to be back in a couple weeks. I'm going to be gone next week. I'm going to Vegas for a few days. And Dr. Paul Nassif is somebody that I've been in practice with for about 9 or 10 years now. I can't believe it's been that long.
Time.
Paul and I have been together. And Dr. Nassif, it's strange for me to call him Dr. Nassif. He's Paul to me. He's my partner. We've been together for about 9 years. And I do all the liposuction. I'm a derm surgeon. I do a lot of the fillers and Botox. Paul is a facial plastic surgeon. And I got to say, he's really outstanding at what he does. And I feel proud to be able to say that. Now, why do I say that? Because I've seen his work over years. I think it's very difficult to know who's great at things. And Paul's one person I can say, I have seen his work day after day, and he's consistently very, you know, outstanding. He's also got a lot of integrity. A lot of those things I read early on, what constitutes a good doctor in terms of caring, honesty, integrity, he has. So I'm really proud to bring him on the show, and he's going to come in next week and substitute for me and talk about facial plastic surgery. And he does all types of facial plastic surgery. He does facelifts, eyelid surgery. But what he really is known for, not only around the country but around the world, kind of like I am for liposuction, is rhinoplasty,
right?
Nose jobs. And not only just that, but revision rhinoplasty. And he's really outstanding in it. So, you know, I welcome him on next week. You're going to be here.
I'm going to be here.
You're going to lead a lot of the questions. You're going to learn a lot yourself, too.
I've known him for years as well, just simply by being in your office.
He's a great guy, and he's really a very good doctor.
Right.
And he speaks very well, and he educates, and you're going to learn a lot with him.
He does a lot of revision, too, work on noses. I know a friend of mine has had his nose done twice because of the septum issue, and he's had it broken, and it's just destroyed. And he went in there. He's going to have his nose done by Dr. Nassif because he needed this total revision surgery.
Right. Oh. So, you know, I if you're listening and facial plastic stuff sounds something you want to learn about, I encourage you to tune next week, next Sunday, 12 to 1. Dr. Nassif will be here and take your questions, right?
Absolutely. So, yeah, you definitely have to tune in for that. He was also on Dr. 90210.
He was.
You know, yeah. So you may have known him or you may recognize him. How do I know Dr. Paul Nassif? Yes, he was on Dr. 90210. Along with you, you both have done so many different TV shows and you're an expert for a bunch of different people.
Well, like I always say, those aren't important things in terms of judging who's a good doctor.
Absolutely
but
not.
But yes, we've happened
Absolutely
to do
not.
Quite a bit
but
of TV stuff.
But people may recognize the name because that's a pretty popular television show.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. So if you have any questions, any further questions, you want a complimentary consult by Dr. David Amron concerning any of your liposuction or any of your dermatology, like the fillers and the Thermage, which I love, you can call the office. Thermage is fantastic. 310-275-2467. That's Dr. David Amron at 310-275-2467. You can also go to expertliposuction.com. Very comprehensive, great site. That's expertliposuction.com.
Now listen to this guy's voice. Listen to how soulful it is.
Turn it up. Turn it up, Catfish. Yeah. This is the Dr. David Amron Show right here on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Oh. 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron.